And joining us on the book club today is Dr. Kimberly Martin. Dr. Martin is the author of the most recent book, Doctors and Friends, but this is not her first book. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other books as well. But before we carry on, we'd like to welcome Dr. Martin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
May I call you Kimberly?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So I mentioned Dr. Martin, and a lot of people may not be aware that you are a real doctor, emergency room doctor, and there are so many other authors who are either attorneys or doctors.
But you're right. There's, you know, Michael Palmer and Michael Crichton, and there's quite a few physician authors.
So tell me a little bit about, first of all, you growing up. I know that you mentioned that one of your characters is actually the main character. It's based on your dad, and a lot of us who have, you know, remember our dads and everything that they were able to do. And, you know, our dads were our superheroes. They could do anything and everything.
Oh, I love that you asked that. I think you're the first person to ask me that question. So I grew up in rural Kentucky outside a small town called Berea. And my dad was a real MacGyverish kind of guy, if you know what I mean by that. He could build anything, figure out anything, innovate anything. He was sort of an encyclopedic font of knowledge for me in the pre-internet days. And he was my person, you know, my most beloved person. And he died suddenly without warning. And I was thinking about 5 years maybe after his death, I would like to base a character on him, because he was a very singular guy, very smart, very data-driven, very analytical. And I thought if he had been a physician, he would have probably been an infectious disease doctor, because they are always innovating cool things and always changing. So that was the very earliest genesis of the idea for Doctors and Friends.
And how did you, were you always interested in science and medicine? Because as I mentioned, you are an emergency room doctor, and you've written several books now. This is your third, I believe.
Yeah, I've always been a big reader, and when I was a little girl, I used to go to the library after school every single day, because we lived too far out in the country for me to take the bus. And I wound up reading I read every fiction book in the children's library, which contributed to my love of literature, but I also read just about every nonfiction science book. And so I'm a big science geek and always have liked it. So for me, the pinnacle of human achievement is actually being able to combine my two careers into writing medical fiction.
You mentioned, well, actually, in one of the articles that I read about you and about some of your other books, in 2018, you wrote a column and you said that you would like to write a novel about an infectious disease doctor. And we just talked about it, where your dad is basically has the characteristics that this doctor has.
Yeah, so that was I'm pretty character-driven in how I come up with ideas for books, but once I had the idea of writing about an infectious disease doctor in the middle of a pandemic, I had a long time ago read The Great Influenza, which is the nonfiction account of the calamitous 1918 influenza pandemic. And that was an outbreak so virulent that you would have young adults who would be healthy when they woke up in the morning and who would be dead by evening. And, of course, you know, that really captured my imagination. And then I did read one of Richard Preston's books, since you mentioned him earlier, Crisis in the Red Zone, which was about the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Western Africa. And I started combining those two pathogens, trying to create a super virus, one that had the hemorrhagic characteristics of Ebola and the pulmonary devastation of a super flu and the nitro and the contagiousness of measles, to come up with my, you know, fictional viral villain, if you will.
We are visiting with New York Times bestselling author Kimberly Martin. Kimberly is the author of the books The Antidote for Everything, The Queen of Hearts, and her most recent, Doctors and Friends. Now, it's interesting that you write in the book, A Note to the Reader, that you wrote this novel and it preceded COVID-19. Therefore, whatever mention of real life pandemics, it's a fictional universe. It does not exist. But then all of a sudden, here we are.
Yeah, that's an occurrence that was not lost on me. I was pretty much done with the first draft of the book and had sold it to the publisher and had spent at least 6 months researching and crowdsourcing for it. And March of 2020 rolled around. And so we had to make a decision, the publisher and I, about whether or not to go forward with the publication of this novel. And as you know, it's a slow process. You don't write a book and get it published the next week. And ultimately, of course, we did decide to publish it, but it did undergo a good bit of revision.
The book itself, it basically, to let our listeners know what this book is about, it's basically the protagonist, Dr. Kiki. That's what they call her, right? That's her nickname, Kiki?
That's her nickname. Yeah, her name is Kira Marchand.
And she is a doctor who is on vacation with her two children, and all of a sudden they become deathly ill because of something that happens, and she has access to only one dose of the antiviral drug, and she has to decide who's going to get it. Are her children going to get it? And, of course, we're not going to give you the answer to that, but my gosh, when you write this part here about the children, that's pretty heart-wrenching there.
Yeah, it is. I actually, usually I'm not very precious about my characters, but I did cry during the ICU scenes with the kids. And I do want to tell your listeners it's not an entirely grim book. There's some humor and there's some sweetness and there's some optimism and hope. But I had the idea for the having to pick between the children thing. Even though it sounds implausible, this actually happened in real life during the 2014 Ebola outbreak when two medical workers got sick at an aid camp. And the director just happened to have access to one dose of an experimental antiviral medication. And I read that, and I thought, my gosh, what if those had been his children? So that was the genesis of that idea.
And the stories itself, where you are involved with everything that's going on, and after your publisher said, yeah, go ahead and write it. We are already in the pandemic. So what kind of research did you have? Because you mentioned the influenza, the 1918 book. I remember it well. It's a black cover. But the fact that all of a sudden we're getting all this data about COVID, people don't know really what it is. But you have to do this research because even though it's a fictional book, people are going to say, wait a minute, did that really happen?
Yes, you're exactly right. At first, I was going to write about a form of super flu and use the real influenza virus as the virus in the book. And then I thought, well, that'll be too confusing about what's fictional and what's real. So I made up a virus in the book, but I had to do a ton of research. I read, a couple dozen books, dozens and dozens of journal articles. I crowdsourced a group of about 40 infectious disease doctors and epidemiologists and virologists in private practice and at the CDC and at the NIH and at the WHO. Now, those people got a lot less accessible, obviously, as 2020 started, but I was able to get a lot of help in writing.
We are visiting with Dr. Kimry Martin. Dr. Martin is the author of the book, Doctors and Friends. Now, tell me a little bit about what you just mentioned because of the accessibility of some of the sources that you had. How difficult or what happened when the pandemic hit for you as a writer? Did it help you to focus more on your writing, or did it make it more difficult?
It was much more difficult in the beginning because my three children were home from school. and, we were all just feeling this angst and uncertainty and fear. And then I actually contracted COVID myself in the summer of 2020 before we had vaccines and got moderately sick, not very bad in the beginning, but I developed long-term symptoms that I still have that are cardiac and neurological. And wow, that really put a different spin on things for me because here I had written this book about a fictional virus that has a severe neurologic side effect. And then immediately found myself in the midst of a real pandemic where I got sick and developed a neurologic side effect. The whole thing was just surreal.
Kimry, that's interesting that you mentioned that because a lot of people don't realize they realize it, but they don't think about it, that doctors and nurses also get sick. And as you just mentioned, you contacted COVID.
Yes, and you know, I've been able to stay in touch throughout the entire pandemic with, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of my colleagues around the country and even around the world. And so a lot of them were kind enough to share their own accounts of their experiences, especially in the early days of the pandemic. So I had all these emails from people experiencing some of the most intense and severe conditions you can imagine in a work scenario. And I'm indebted to them and intensely grateful. And I won't ever try to make the claim that anything fictional could equal what they have been through.
We are visiting with Kimri Martin. Kimri is the author of the book, Doctors and Friends. Now, at the beginning, as you mentioned, this book does have, it's not grim. It's serious, but it also has its funny parts. And what I thought was a little bit funny, at the beginning when you talk about Kiki Kira and her car and how his name is Herman, and she describes Herman as much as anybody can describe a car. And then when she's at this reception where she's supposed to give a talk, suddenly something happens, and Kira goes out to Herman and pulls out a toolbox, and voila.
I love that you just brought that up. So what happens is she's at this fancy function, and there are these huge water-filled glass containers, you know, the height of the ceiling, and one of them gets a hairline crack in it and starts spraying water everywhere. And that actually happened at my wedding in real life. And of course, my father was there, and he ran out to his car, which is a lot like Kira's car, and he happened to have a siphon and duct tape and tools and all this, and he came in and he stopped this huge flood from happening at this fancy club. So that was the I got that scene.
And then we also run into, at least the way I envision this guy, is a kind of a quirky little guy, and that is Mr. Schmert, and he is trying to get Dr. Kira to participate in, I'm not sure if you want to call it a reality television show or whatever like that, but he's in the picture, and then all of a sudden we meet her three doctor friends as well. Tell us about your friends.
So all three of my books, they're kind of spinoffs of one another, where a minor character in one book becomes the protagonist in the next, but they all revolve around this group of female doctors who attended medical school together and who have had decades-long friendships with one another. Because I like the concept of friendship as a fundamental human relationship. We read so many books about romance and big issues and all that kind of thing, but these books revolve around a core friendship. So in Doctors and Friends, the three main characters are Kira, who's an infectious disease doctor at the CDC, Hannah, who is an OBGYN in San Diego, and Compton, who is an ER doctor in New York City. And you learn a little bit about each of their experiences being on the front lines during this pandemic, but also each of them has her own separate dilemma to resolve.
I like the way that you also included social media, because social media has become part of our lives. Sometimes people will ask you, do you have a Facebook or an Instagram account? And if you don't, they look at you like, what's the matter with you? And when you're on the airplane, you're flying off to Spain, you're sitting there talking with Rory, your daughter, and your son, and Instagram comes up, and that's something that you're going, wait a minute, you have an Instagram account?
To your child, yes. I know, right? It's a completely different world than it used to be in terms of connectivity, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's awful.
And so as far as getting involved with all of this, is this something that did you interview your kids or other people? How did you find out a little bit about the social media habits?
Well, so some of the prominent characters in the book are children, the children of the main characters. Mm-hmm. And yes, I have three children who have varying degrees of interest in my writing. And so I have two teenagers and an 11-year-old. And yes, I'm very immersed in the day-to-day navigation of how much social media is too much and how much is helpful. And I think that differs from child to child and scenario to circumstances, you know, those can be very different. But I did have to look into that a little bit to write this.
We are visiting with Kimri Martin. Kimri is a former emergency room doctor. She is an author. She has written The Antidote for Everything, Doctors and Friends, and The Queen of Hearts. Now, I did mention your other books, but we haven't really talked much about them. If you wouldn't mind sharing, let's start with The Antidote for Everything.
That's the book immediately preceding Doctors and Friends. And the main character in The Antidote for Everything is also in Doctors and Friends. And she's a pretty pivotal character, although not a point of view character. Her name is Georgia. She's a urologist in Charleston in The Antidote for Everything. And she has a very close friendship with another doctor who is a family medicine doctor. And he is unjustly fired from the medical practice where they both work. She wants to help him, and she winds up making everything quite a bit worse for him. So that book, again, revolves around a friendship between two doctors and an ethical dilemma that they have to make about how far to go to defend their patients.
And what about The Queen of Hearts?
That was my debut novel. It's set in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live. And the main characters there, they are also in Doctors and Friends as minor characters, but one is a cardiologist, one is a trauma surgeon, and the book centers around a big secret that one of them is keeping from the other in regard to their past. And it's not even so much what the secret is as why the character did the thing that she did. So she actually committed a pretty big betrayal of her friend, and that gets found out in the book.
We are visiting with Kimri Martin. Kimri is the author of the most recent book, Doctors and Friends. And if you just heard, Kimri mentioned also her other books, The Antidote for Everything and The Queen of Hearts. Some people have said, you know, why is there suddenly a big interest in the medical field? And I'm thinking because of the pandemic. But even before that, I mean, TV shows like House, Grey's Anatomy, The New Amsterdam, Chicago MD, and people are flocking to watch these shows. But then one of the things I want to point out, because I used to work in television news, and sometimes when we see reporters doing something, we're like, wait a minute, that's not the way it is. You, as a real life doctor, do you see that sometimes? And did you find yourself having to make sure that everything is done correctly in a writing a novel about medicine?
Well, that's so funny because I don't watch a whole lot of medical shows, but every now and then, this happens all the time in movies. I wrote an article about the fact that every movie producer seems to think that it's absolutely essential that you dig out a bullet when someone gets shot immediately. So people are always like using a rusty fork to extract a bullet or whatever, and that's not medically accurate. But I have a huge fear of medical inaccuracies in my novel because that's embarrassing, but I'm sure there are some. And then sometimes I use a lot of creative license, too, to make something that might not be the most medically plausible thing, but is dramatic and suits the circumstances. Something like that might occur in my writing. So, yeah, I do have to kind of walk a fine line between accuracy and dramatization sometimes.
Well, you mentioned in the author's note at the end of the book, and, you know, some people may or may not read the author's notes. I do, because it always gives you some interesting information. And you talked there about Wally Mustache and listed as the official beard categories. And people might wonder, wait a minute, is that real?
That is real. I actually contacted the CDC because they have this funny facial infographic where they list different beard and mustache types and how well they fit under masks. And it's just a funny graph. And so one of my characters has this big walrus-like mustache. And so we put that at the end of the book so people could reference that infographic from the CDC about facial hair.
We're visiting with Kimri Martin. Kimri is the author of the book Doctors and Friends. Now, Kimri, we talked a little bit at the beginning about audiobooks and the Audible version coming out. How does the audiobook affect an author? Because it seems like now that we can take books wherever we want, whether it's an ebook, an audiobook, on our computer, on our phone, people might wonder, well, you know what, it used to be where I'm going to wait for the movie to come out, but now people listen to the book, and it's not just somebody reading, it's a very dramatic reading.
Yes, they have incredibly talented voice actresses who portray these characters, and I have not heard it yet, but I'm dying to hear it. The actresses that they or the actors that they selected for Doctors and Friends are super talented. I can't wait to hear them.
Do they contact you as an author as far as who should do this voice or who should do that voice? Because I'm sure that as you're sitting down at your computer and you're writing, creating these characters, you have in your mind already what this person might look like, what might that sound like. And us as readers also, when we read, we automatically envision the character, what they may or may not look. And I remember when MTV first came out, people were saying, well, that's kind of ruins it now because now they're telling us what the song is about, where we had already imagined what we thought it was.
Yeah, that's a good point, because all art really exists in the eye of the beholder. I think it's very interesting to envision what characters might look like, and my imagining of that might be completely different from yours. And same goes for voices, of course. You know, I think I'll probably listen to this for the first time and be surprised. I did get input. They gave me a list of voice actors' samples that I could listen to and weigh in about, and they all sounded good to me. I ultimately just told the producer to go with the ones they thought were the best.
We're visiting with Kimmery Martin. Kimmery is the author of the most recent book, just came out this week, Doctors and Friends. We don't want to give away the book, but as we mentioned, it's going to, well, you take us on some, not a roller coaster ride, several roller coaster rides, and as you mentioned, there's some comedy in there. There's some characters that we may all or may not relate to. But at the end, you also tell us, well, not at the end of the book, but in the end of your notes, you tell us that your next book will probably be about world peace.
I know. People keep asking me not to write about alien invasions or, you know, anything bad since I wrote about this right before it happened. And can I just say thank you for reading the author's notes? I find them very interesting myself.
So you're welcome. And I also want to ask, what about if people want to follow you, do you have a webpage that people can go to?
Yes, I do. It's KimmeryMartin.com. That's K-I-M-M-E-R-Y. And I'm also on Instagram at Kimmery Martin and Facebook.
And if people want to find out more about the characters, because you mentioned The Antidote for Everything, The Queen of Hearts, because those books have already been out, they are also probably available as e-books or audiobooks. Is that correct?
That is correct. They are both audiobooks and e-books. And in fact, on my website, I have some reader's guides for each book that have questions and answers and fun facts and even some quizzes and things like that.
Tell us a little bit about something that is happening now. I'm not sure how long it's been around now, but book clubs are suddenly becoming very popular.
Oh, don't I know it. I actually meet with a lot of book clubs, both in person and virtually, and I love that because you get such an interesting perspective on the thing that you wrote. A lot of times readers will be so astute and pick up on things that I didn't even really realize, or they'll evaluate something in a completely different way than I meant it. And it's very informative and fun to meet the people that are reading your work.
Because sometimes, as you mentioned, you're going, wait a minute, how did you get that out of that book? Because I didn't intend that to be that way. But because, like you just mentioned, you wanted to create a main character who resembled your daddy, and there are people out there who go, you know what, that is my uncle, that is my dad, that is a strong person, that is my mom, my grandma, because as we know, we all have somebody in our lives who we really looked up to.
Yes, I think that's very true, and it's nice to find a fictional character resonating with some of your real-world experience.
The pandemic, has it affected also author appearances, Kimmery?
Oh, for sure. We all got a lot more adept at doing virtual interviews and virtual events. I'm actually about to start a book tour that combines some in-person stops with virtual stops, and I think having a mixture is really nice.
Tell me a little bit about your writing, because this, and you probably said, you know, tongue-in-cheek, that your next book is going to be about world peace. But people love your characters, and they probably want you to carry on. Whereas, as an author, you decide, well, you know what, this character needs to be put to rest, or I'm going to marry off this character, or this character is going to be out. How do you determine, like, what is it the publishers, your editors, that tell you we want another medical book, or how does that work, Kimberly?
My contract actually specifies that I have to write medical fiction with female protagonists for the first three books. So my next book will be the first one where I can make a change if I want to without being bound by the contract. Now, that being said, I do love writing medical fiction. That's the field I know the best. And I so enjoy reading other people's work where they're really immersed in a given subject or field that they know a lot about. So I'm sure that all of my books will have some medical element to them, no matter what.
We're visiting with Kimberly Martin, Dr. Kimberly Martin. She is the author of the book Doctors and Friends. Her first book was The Antidote for Everything. I'm sorry, that was before Doctors and Friends, The Antidote for Everything. And her first book was The Queen of Hearts. You mentioned earlier about how it's funny how we watch a doctor pulling out a bullet from somebody and throwing it in that basin where you can hear it. And it goes back, even I was just thinking of Gunsmoke. Back in the old Western days, you always saw Doc pulling out a bullet and throwing it in that basin, and it made that same sound.
Yep, and then the character springs right up because he's fine.
And they always had either bandaged chest or a bandage on their head, and that was it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Kimberly, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. We really enjoyed this, and gosh, I want to encourage people to read this book because it's really fascinating, and thank you very much for writing it, and again, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, and I'm glad that you're recovering, and I hope you and your family stay safe.
Thank you very much. It's absolutely my pleasure to be with you.
We are visiting with Kimberly Martin. Kimberly is the author of the book, Doctors and Friends. The book club is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Sam Cassiano. You've been tuned to the book club. I'm Louis Sines.